Well, howdy, folks. Greetings from somewhere in Texas. I am in Texas this week. Excuse the noise and the wind blowing here. But it is good to be here. I'm in a little town called Hillsborough, Texas, just south of Fort Worth. I'll be here this evening. Tomorrow, I'll be ministering in Austin, Texas. That's a Saturday. And again, on Sunday morning. Sunday evening, I'm going to be in Fredericksburg, Texas. And then Tuesday, Fort Stockton. And Wednesday, over in El Paso, in a church I haven't been in for about 25 years. It's good to reconnect with. And then I drive Thursday, no service, but I drive, I think about 10 hours drive, literally from El Paso to Dallas, Fort Worth, which is, about a 9 or 10 hour drive. So it'll be a good day. Hey, I trust you're well. Drop me a line wherever you're at. Let me know how I can pray for you. I've been having a really good trip here, just personally with the Lord and engaging with Him and just coming back to some simple truths, truths of faith. And excited to be here in Texas. Sorry, noisy here. You know, the other night I got to visit the church started by the late Jerry Savelle. And Jerry Savelle was somebody who I never met personally, but really who influenced my life in many ways as a young guy. Was such a man of integrity, walked with God all the days of his life, and it was great to be in his home church in Crowley, Texas. Hey, let me share something with you guys real quick today that I've been thinking about revisiting for years. You know, wouldn't you like to have God order your life? Wouldn't you like to have God orchestrate your calendar, your paths? I think God has this incredible plan for our life. I think God has an incredible plan for everybody's life. The challenge is, I think so many of us miss it, or we wander, we end up just sort of doing our own thing rather than doing His thing. And it's one thing to say, God's got an incredible plan for my life, like, amen. How do we get into that plan? How do we find that plan? And this is something I learned years ago from the late Jerry Savelle, I think it was. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he, that's the Lord, delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. The Lord upholds him with his hand. I've been young, I'm now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the descendants begging bread. And here's the point here, there's a promise of God here that God will order your steps, literally. And I think, let me give you a few keys just to step into this. Number one, every promise of God is 100% from God's point of view, but it has to be grasped by faith. You can't simply read that and go, okay, I guess God's ordering my steps. No, you got to believe it. You have to confess it. You have to, God is utterly engaged with His Word. Our job is to utterly engage ourselves with His Word. So what I like to do nearly every day, and sometimes several times a day, is say, Lord, thank you. I'm a good man. I'm a blood-washed man. That's a good man. And my steps are ordered by the Lord. Lord, you delight in my way. Hallelujah. Lord, all things are working together for my good because I love you and I'm the called according to your purpose. And I believe in the present continual tense that God is ordering my steps, that He is working out my schedule, my calendar, my life choices in the micro and my life choices in the macro. All of my steps are ordered by the Lord. My steps aren't ordered by coincidence, by some politician somewhere, by my parents, my culture, my upbringing, my ethnicity, the color of my skin, or anything else. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Why don't you take a moment and confess that with me today? God is ordering my steps. Everything. Jesus said in John 6, all that the Father has given me is coming to me. Now, of course, in a sense, I think in a primary sense, Jesus is speaking of all of the people God knows are the elect, those who God has set aside, those who God in His foreknowledge knows will be saved, will come to Him. But there's also a very real sense in which you can say everything God has planned and purposed for you is coming to you. Today, everything I need is coming to me. All the provision I need today is coming to me. The grace, the influence, the connections, the open doors, the finance, the everything the Lord needs is coming to me. Hallelujah. All things are working together for my good. Here's the key. Number one, learn it. Number two, apply your faith in it. Number three, recognize those things when they happen and thank God and live in that place where your faith is engaged for ordered steps. It is great. In a way, the Lord just says, walk through life and I will order your steps. I will recalibrate them. Order my steps aright in your word. I hope that blesses you guys. It's a little windy and noisy out here, and I got some shopping to do. So blessings from the word, blessings from Texas. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. How can I pray for you? If you are around, I'd love to connect with some of my partners. I'll be setting aside time each day to meet with partners here in Texas. So if you're in the state of Texas, love to connect with you. Blessings in Jesus' name. Bye for now.